rewind our lives like a videotape.
Rewind to 1974. In Beatlelands, John is out on a lost weekend. Paul is at the height of his commercial power with the album Bat on the Run. In March, four young guys from New York play their first concert. They name themselves after McCartney's alter ego, Paul Ramon, the Ramones. European pop music conquers the world. Kraftwerk from Düsseldorf bring electronic music to the mainstream with Autobahn. ABBA from Sweden climb hit parades with Waterloo. Meanwhile, in Amsterdam, a new quartet with roots in the 60s is formed. The Nits.
Achter mij, Rob, Robert-Jan en Henk. Goedemorgen, heren. Weer bij elkaar. Het begon zo'n 30 jaar geleden met een beetje rommelen en knutselen met instrumenten en de bandrecorder. Met het schrijven van liedjes. En dat doen ze nog steeds. Ze bestaan 30 jaar. Wordt gevierd met een nieuwe plaat, 1974. En een jubileumtour. En Robert-Jan Slips weer terug.
In 2013, Nits prepare for their 30th birthday. A new album, a jubilee. And Robert-Jan Slips returns for the occasion after a sabbatical of 7 years. In this radio interview, he is asked how long he will stay this time. He says he will stay as long as things are sociable and cozy. In Dutch, gezellig.
Zolang als het gezellig blijft, dan heel lang denk ik.
Dial Nits, a podcast about the Dutch band Nits. A celebration of 5 decades of sophisticated music from the Netherlands. Your host, Erik Fakon.
Henk, 30 jaar Nits, dat is een uitstekende gelegenheid om een Best of the Nits verzamelplaat te maken. Dat hebben jullie
30
niet
years
gedaan,
of niet? Existence. That is the perfect moment for a Best of album, says the DJ. Yes, but that's not us, answers Henk. We would like to make new things together with Robert-Jan and not look back all the time.
Is het een vervolg op jullie repertoire? Is het toch weer anders omdat Robert-Jan nu weer heeft meegewerkt?
Nou, het is op een bepaalde manier is het een soort best of.
The DJ wants to know how the new album sounds. Is it an extension of the old songs? It is a sort of a best of album with influences of everything we've ever done, says Henk. But they're in a different shape. A new album by what is still officially a quartet, since Tietje van Krieken remains in the band, but recorded by the trio Hofstede, Kloet and Stips. But why did Robert-Jan return to the fold he'd left for a solo career? 1974, you come back. Festivities, 30
yes.
years of, of the hits, and you came back. Why did you choose to come back?
Because they gave me a phone call.
The second time.
Yeah. And the plan was to make a nice tour with all the Nits members ever. Yeah. A 30-year celebration. And of course, I wanted to join that. But then in the end,
the
peer to be, I was the only one remaining.
Who could put up with it?
Yeah, but what happened to the idea?
Well, the nice thing about it was that they started recording a CD already. They had a few songs. You had a few songs already. But we decided to make also some new songs together. And that was the moment that I realized, like, wow, this is so irreplaceable. Let's go for it. Because we really did some nice, like nice experimental things.
Yes, and
things I missed at Da Da Da, and it was completely the other way around now. So I was very charmed by those sessions and the whole feeling.
Yeah.
And it's also nice to show the world that it's possible to leave and come back, and to let someone leave and let him come back again.
Yeah.
Altogether, that gave me a very nice feeling.
The new album has the title 1974. This gives no indication as to the contents. No nostalgia. In typical Nits fashion, the band keeps evolving once more, changing sound and personnel. In other words, they hop around, rumspringen. It cannot have escaped you that there are very dividing opinions about this album. Some fans think that the songs are not finished, rushed. I mean, some of the things that I hear, I would just like you to react. Do you understand? Do you think that's...
I can understand that, because it's that's the way you work, and we were searching. We are searching for a new approach. That when we talk about improvisation, when we talk about experiment, we were in the middle of it, and it's not finished. Like we talked about the unfinished house, and this is the exact example of it. Yeah.
I would rather replace it by fresh. I think it's a very fresh album. And yeah, could be unfinished. I don't care.
No.
I think it's very important. It's also, it goes for many things. The way you look at an image, a photo, a painting, or the way you read a book, or the way you listen to music. I think when you're listening to a record, like for instance this one, and you really want to put into words what's going on the album, you should be very much aware of the fact what's going on around it. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody would ever have heard the Nits and you would hear this album, then there's no reference at all. You just don't know where they come from and so on and so on. And this one is really embedded in already in quite a career. Mm-hmm. So, and people, I don't think people would just stop by saying it's too fast or too unfinished. I don't think so. They have probably more thoughts about it. But when it comes to this, and that's the only thing one would say to me, I would say, well, you better listen a bit better, because there's lots of things going on which refer to whoever we are or where we came from. Mm-hmm. And if you then still think in the whole series of the band's records, you don't think it's the best, or however you will call it, okay, make an argumentation. But just saying boldly it's a great album, I don't accept that at all. Mm. There you go.
Yeah. And I think that there's one song that really points into the future. Mm-hmm. It's our first improvised, structured song, Espresso Girl. I think that nobody who listens to that would ever think that was an improvised song. Because it's really, it's a very structured thing.
Almost.
And we were like completely surprised when we listened back that, hey.
It's one take also.
It was a cut together.
No, maybe.
Sure. It's about that.
Well, we didn't have the possibilities then as we have now.
True.
Yeah.
It was not there, and 4 minutes later it was there.
She's walking. My dreams, walking in your dreams. I found her again under that broken in bed, with a little black camera, a doo in her hand, and all I could see is the band of me, the espresso girl. She's talking to me.
Did you have to find yourselves again after this while of not playing together? Was that part of this process you just mentioned? Like
I think so. Yeah, that's not a surprise, of course.
That felt quite easy.
Yeah. But it's easy because it was so open and experimental. Because it would have been difficult when we would sit down and said, oh, now we're gonna work on a song.
Yeah.
This should be a really, really structured, beautiful song. No, we just went ahead, and suddenly you have Ruben Springer and Iversen.
Yeah.
And they are bombs of energy.
Energy
and craziness.
Yeah. And lots of humor.
Yeah, and
well.
Humor also.
Yeah. Lightness. There's lots of lightness.
It's also putting up your finger to everybody. Like, come on. Ruben Springer. And here we go. I liked it because it's also very lively and a bit risky.
It's quite daring.
It struck me yesterday, there's really a wide variety in, you couldn't call it styles, but every song is so different.
It is.
It's amazing when you go from one to the other.
I like that
very much.
In this sense, a typical Nits album, because I mean, you've been all over the place. Dutch Mountains.
Yeah.
Is also a variety of styles. An album
that's
Hank
true.
Is also
true.
A variety of styles.
Yeah.
Omsk is a variety of styles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not new. I think that maybe what the part of the experimentation really scared people a little bit, even though they should have been used to it, because Your preoccupation, I know, because you are the ones making music, but you got to be aware of the fact that sometimes people listen and think, whoa.
I remember that was part about the rabbit, Savoy.
Savoy.
With this weird bass part.
The grumpy bass.
Like that. But we all thought it was so funny. Like we thought first of all, we can't do this. But then we said, of course we can do this.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why it's sometimes fooling around.
But
in a great, playful world, and everything is possible. I mean, Savoy talk about a rabbit eating. But I can imagine that for some people maybe it's hard to follow. But it's the same for me when I look at the career of Elvis Costello. Sometimes I cannot follow him. Sometimes I adore him. But I through the whole the whole life, I admire Costello because he's doing the Brodsky Quartet and he's doing
Bacharach.
It doesn't matter.
But his addition to the pop world is invaluable.
That's how we like to work. That's how we like to surprise ourselves and not be bored.
Question of perception of who you are. People most probably thought they Nitz will always supply beautiful pop gems for the rest of their career.
Yeah.
We sometimes do.
Not always.
Yeah. That's maybe the problem.
Yeah. You have to clear your way. You know, if you don't do the things that you would like to have done, then it becomes messy. And now it's clear that we do this, and then later we do nice ballads.
I think I probably play when we're together in the same way like I listen to records. I'm not expecting a beautiful song when I put on a record. I don't know. I just listen to what's going on the moment it starts. And then I'm surprised and I like it or I don't like it. But that openness, that's the same openness I use when I play with Robert Jan and Henk in the studio. I'm not going sitting there with the idea, now it's going to be rock, now it's going to be country, now it's going to be whatever. It's just, I made choices in sounds, but that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, we live in the pop world and you know how the expectations go.
I agree.
And that's where you started from. So it's not that I support the criticism, per se, but I just find it interesting that all of a sudden one album meets with a bit of criticism because of exactly what you've been doing for ages.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But of course, maybe you're right, we live in a pop world, but on the other side, we live probably in our own world. Yeah. That's our struggle from the beginning, I think. It's always the struggle with the traditional rock or pop world.
Yeah.
From the beginning already. People have an idea, this should be your music, almost your limitations.
What helped me quite a lot in those days was when I listened to Godley and Cream. Because they were moving also in the pop world, but they made songs in a totally different way. Yeah. And that really sort of probably gave me also the idea, why not? I mean, who tells you, not the guy from the record company, what you should play? I mean...
Well, they always try, I think.
Huh?
Record companies usually do that.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's part of their marketing concept that you have to say
not only record companies, also people from radio and TV and the press, or let's say journalists who have certain ideas, and of course they can be right, but still maybe limited.
It was like one of the things I chose for pop music instead of the classical world and everything, because I thought it would be experimental and fun and everything. But in the end, I think pop music is one of the most conservative things ever.
A band that avoids easy comparisons, eschews expectations, a band that doesn't choose the easy path. Time to confront them with some things that are often said about them. The first one, the Nits are an intellectual band.
I've heard this the first time in 1983.
Yeah.
And it's been going on ever since, so.
Yeah, I remember Beat Geister exactly saying this.
Oh, you first promoted her in Basel,
yeah,
way back then.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Could you mention that? Yeah, because he thought it was such intellectual, not stupid music. And I thought, what are you talking about? But okay, and I think, and everybody will probably agree, there's nothing wrong with thinking about what you want to do and use your feeling. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
You think about the things you want to play or whatever, and then it comes from inside. So this combination, I think, is just very good. And if you only focus on the intellectual part, oh, well, very well thought of. Wow, come on, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, when you escape the cliché, people call it intellectual. Well, okay. Mm. Yeah, we try to avoid the clichés in our pop or rock world, or that makes it makes it sometimes maybe difficult for other people. I don't know.
Yeah.
At the same time, they go to see movies that are much more complicated than any record that we made. And they like it.
Yeah.
So that or they read books, or they watch complicated TV series. They could be a fan of David Lynch, the series that he made, the Twin Peaks. Then you make an album that's more simple.
Yeah, 10%.
And then they say it's difficult.
But also it goes the other way around. They listen to a pop song. They go, oh, that's quite an easy pop song, never realizing what the band did or the composer or the lyricist did before it was at that particular stage. So they just take it for granted that it's just there.
It's strange because the same thing happened to me with my first band. Super Sister was also like the intelligent band. And we wrote the revenge song, the intelligent song. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a strange thing. It makes you wonder about the people who say it.
Yeah, it makes you really wonder, because I didn't know that being in any way intelligent was going to be negative. But
no, that's dangerous.
Well, in some circles, it is absolutely.
Yeah.
But it is not.
It's not. No. Who's gonna say to you, you're not allowed to think?
Next adjective: serious. Goes in the same direction.
Mm. Well, sometimes. Sometimes you're very, very serious.
I'm very serious about what I'm doing.
But there's always has been humor in our music.
Now that's the point where I wanted to go.
But certainly there's humor inside the band, in the way we play music, in the lyrics, and the whole approach of it. It's also about pleasure. I'm a child of the 60s, the Beatles. There's one thing, the driver of a bus of the Magical Mystery Tour in Liverpool once said to me, the Beatles are there to make you happy. And part of our music has got the same quality, I think.
Yeah.
When you listen to it. Some journalists said it's not aggressive at all.
No.
Like so many bands, they have a heavy approach to life, almost dark approach, and I don't think we have that at all.
I would say there's a certain lightness about it.
Playful.
Of course, there are things mentioned and subjects covered in the songs and musically and in the lyrics too, but it's always from a sort of a distance. So you're not exaggerating this very deep pain you felt, you know, but you notice it and you write about it or you play it. I think that's the word lightness would fit much more, I would say.
And it's not strange that we have a song Bike and Hat. Bike and Hat is not only a title, it's not only the lyrics, it's the sound of Bike and Hat.
Yeah.
It's light,
yeah.
Sunlight, yeah. It's very optimistic, very transparent. The beauty of spring and summer is in that song. And that's something probably quite rare in the oeuvre of many, many bands.
Well, I totally agree with lightness, as it's a very good, very good description of what you do, because I always thought or felt that one part that I didn't really miss was this sort of like intense suffering that rock music or pop music sometimes seems to have, like the exaggerated gesture of theater actors who have to play to the last row of seats.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
No. And if a certain element is exaggerated, it's meant to be sort of comment. That's what we do.
I think
I think humor is a very serious thing.
I also like very much I always keep a sort of thread connected to the word elegance. I think that's very important to keep this in mind, because it allows you to use many, many different colors. Elegance is in so many things present. It doesn't mean you can't just hit the drum very loud in my part, but elegance is a thing I really like, because it means also transparency. And that's even another word I like to keep an eye on every time
we
are starting things or playing.
Welk nummer gaan jullie spelen?
We gaan nu spelen With Used Furniture, We Make a Tree.
Hier zijn ze live in Cappuccino, de Nits.
With used furniture, we make a tree. With old clothes, we dress a family. With broken stones, build a city. With used furniture, we make a tree. Without a recipe, without anything. Without a ringtone belly, but a dance belly. Soap star DJ Cannibal. With used furniture, we make a tree. With all clothes, dress a family. With broken stone, we build a city. With used furniture, we make a tree. Without empty feet, TMF, LPF, Mr. Feet, misery, marketing, anything, freezing, Eskimo, disco, Coco-Lo, lots of snow, I don't know, go, no, go, Buffalo. With used furniture, we make a tree. Chick, 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 chick on a ray. Do you notice sometimes something growing too slow? With used furniture, we make a tree. Jump, 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 jump. The sea,
of love. It's a remedy. Without America, without money, we choose furniture, we make a tea. With old clothes, we dress a family. Broken stones, we build a city. We choose furniture, we make a tree. We make a tree.
Oh yeah.
A busy time for the band. Hank has also recorded a solo album based on his video installation for the Biennale d'Art in Lyon, France, A Portable House. The installation includes some songs that then become part of the solo album Het Draagbare Huis. Hank sometimes performs the title track solo, but also during Swiss concerts with the band of pianist-composer Simon Holm.
De kraaien in de bomen, dicht bij het raam. Hier is het winter, maar het wordt nooit meer koud. Het draagbare huis is al zo oud. Je bent hier geboren aan het einde van de nacht, in het ochtendgloor. Heb ik gewacht op het eerste licht, op het nieuwe licht in het draagbare huis. En er brandt nog steeds een licht in het draag. But a house, letter in vase, letter in vase. Het ruit is van ijs, gesmolten in vingers, een eenzame reis. Ah, but a house. Niemand is nog thuis in het draagbare huis. De ogen, je ovale laag, je zweefde krom gebogen, zodat ik je niet zag. Niemand zag het licht. De deuren zijn steeds dicht van het draagbare huis. Met een sneeuwstorm en het eindigt als glas. De spiegels vertellen hoe er eens was. Ik hoor in één oor een ruis in het draagbare huis. fluit iets in de bomen, dicht bij het raam. Hier is het winter.
And then Nits tour with a new album.
The Nits!
I always like our live performances of Aquarium.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We played it on television on one rare occasion, which I liked very much.
That's an
example of which I think it sort of fitted my imagination. Mm-hmm. That's what I always think when the recording light goes out and I listen back to it, I think, yeah, it connects to what I hoped for.
And I was walking through the Palace of Mirrors in the city of Lucerne. I was looking at my face a thousand times, turning with every turn. The eyes of a child were a school of fishes in the aquarium, looking at me from another world, from a world to come. She said, bring me the light that was falling on a tree outside. Bring the rain that was falling on my shoulder in the summer night. I thought nobody died, but that's not true. We died, and there's no escape. Never rewind our lives like a videotape, like a videotape. I was walking through the rooms of the house we just left behind. I heard the voice of my child going up the stairs in the pale moonlight. There were words like snowflakes, words like raindrops falling down. Falling down from another world, from a world to come. She said, bring me the song that was in my head when I fell asleep. Bring me the snow that's falling in my open hand. I thought love never died, but it died, and there's no escape. Let us rewind our lives like a videotape, like a videotape. Remember the aquarium and artists with the angry big fish. Sometimes the glass is a mirror, we could see our faces making funny faces. Sometimes our eyes were looking at us from another world, from a world to come, from a world to come. She said, bring the snow that's falling in my open hand. Bring me the summer that I thought would never end. I thought nobody died, but it's not true, we died, and there's no escape. Let us rewind our lives like a videotape, like a videotape. Nobody died, but it's not true, we died, and there's no escape. Let us rewind our lives like a videotape, like a videotape. Play back slowly.